I don't know anything about an air surveillance officer, although I know it's probably all linked to the tech, to the senior tech, and it's up to you.
Right.
Can you explain how that works?
Yeah. Pretty much there's three different sections on the jet. You know, there's the flight deck, the weapons section, and the surveillance section.
Okay.
So the surveillance section is what I'm the leadership of.
Okay.
And watching the three ASTs on the back row, and the AA managing the links. So we're ultimately responsible
What's
for
the AA?
That was his position,
oh, okay.
The air senior surveillance technician.
Okay.
One of the explaining
terms.
Yeah. He manages the links, these guys manage the track, and basically what we do is once we go up, turn on the radar, we are identifying friend and foe, going through an ID matrix, and providing a good air picture, what you keep hearing for the weapons guys, so that they can, like I said, identify friend or foe, and positively control weapons in the battlefield.
Right. I did read something about the IFF.
Yep.
And what that means to developing that. In your role as the ISO, how do you work with each of these guys specifically if you have something that you're coordinating, say you get something on the weapons section, say we get more clarification on whatever area,
yep.
What would you
We coordinate directly with ground agencies. Like the KAOC headquarters and find out to help get amplifying information with those guys. I work directly with the radar.
All right, we're back in the bus. Yeah.
To manage the radar in the different settings for that also. But there's a lot of ground communication via links. That's the primary way of communicating, but we get to find information from the ground that way.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I used to work in KAOC.
Yeah.
I want to have some guys all the time, so that makes sense. In the overall picture of the scope of the war, fight in Afghanistan, particularly right now with what's going on, the surge, and of course the offensive that's ongoing right now, how important do you see the role of AWACS helping and being successful?
AWACS is very important just in providing the coverage that's needed throughout the AOI. We help extend the range and the communication and the picture, obviously, with the geographic. It's very dynamic with the mountains and everything like that, so we help extend that and just act as good communication relay for the JTAC to the ground.
And how does what you do help with the aerofueling and the other, airlift and everything else that's going through?
Yeah,
well,
we, that's the weapons function. They can probably expand on that. But we identify the tankers and positively control the different weapons assets on the tank, and they successfully get gas, which extends their combat hours on.
Okay.
Those guys, they control them, and they can probably expand on that more.
I'll grab one or two.
Yeah.
Why did you, first of all, when did you come in?
I was prior enlisted. I came in the Air Force in 1997. Went through Lackland. Did 3.5 years enlisted. And then I got picked up for the LEAD program. I went to a year prep school and then 4 years at the academy. And graduated from the academy in 2005. And then came into AWACS. I was an air weapons officer first, and then upgraded to an air surveillance officer.
And what were you as an
I was a senior airman. I was a 1-3 command and control.
Command post?
Yeah.
Okay.
Versus STATCOM, a little bit different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is different. And what made you join the military when you first joined? Obviously, you've gone through quite a jump in things.
Yeah.
But what made you join?
I just wanted, obviously, serve my country originally, and I thought it was a good opportunity to experience some stuff. Education was good.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you got a really good
talent. Yeah, the Air Force has been great to me. Gave me a free education. And
it's a good program.
Yeah.
LEAD is a good program.
Yeah, it is.
Really What would you say to other folks to kind of describe how you feel about the job you do and what the Air Force is bringing to the fight?
I think it's so good to serve in this function, just knowing that we're helping the guys on the ground. I mean, they're really the ones that are fighting the fight, and we can hear them all the time and hear as well as what they're going through. And we're up here in our comfortable airplane at 30,000 feet, but just to know that we're facilitating and to meet their needs, the resources they need, get people there on time, getting them there fast, providing a good picture, and let them know what's around them. Good and bad.
I think you're done.
All right.